Good morning, y'all. It is another beautiful, blessed Tuesday. And for those who don't know that song, that is by Ice Cube, rapper and actor, which kills me. But it's called It Was a Good Day. And for me, every day is a good day if you make it a good day. Gotta wake up right, gotta start the day right, and nothing else can faze you sometimes. You know, just your spirit alone will carry you along the day. But I hope everybody had a good weekend, had time to have fun, but, you know, spend quality time as well, because I know that's what I did. And I have to admit, I don't do that much, but the times that I do, for instance, like this weekend with my mother, or actually it was even yesterday, I'm not even gonna lie, but it felt like a whole weekend with her, but it was great, I have to admit, just to see her happy and just smiling and, you know, having a good time. That's why I spend quality time. That's why I will go out of my way for just other people and show them that, you know, you can take time out of your busy schedule to, you know, show that you care about another person, you know? Like, I was just talking to my mom, I think yesterday, about, almost like initiating a conversation if what you're going to do in the end isn't technically genuine. So I was, we were just talking, I guess, and someone just got brought up, and I was getting a little upset, and I actually just didn't mean to, but it's just the fact that people believe or think that they can patronize me, and I do not take that lightly, just me personally. But at the same time, I'm not gonna go over here, you know, causing a storm, throwing a tantrum, you know, swearing at this person and starting making a scene. No, that's not, you know, what I mean by I don't take it lightly. Meaning I don't stand for it. And that's what I've just learned throughout life, that you shouldn't be settling for shit, you know? You shouldn't be, you know, wasting your time with something or someone who isn't gonna give you that exact time back that, you know, that you're looking for, that you want, that you, you know, are striving for. And I feel like the reason I actually bring this up about, you know, spending quality time is because I have a friend who's in a relationship right now, and he's been in the relationship for about a year now, so, like, it's a good amount of time, but at the same time, it's still early, in my opinion, still kind of fresh that they're just, you know, just getting into the swing of things, really trying to, you know, figure each other out, and all that good stuff of a relationship. But this past Sunday, when he messaged me saying, you know, I think me and my girlfriend are about to break up. And immediately, like, I want to be honest, like, I was shocked by the message, like, reading the message, like, I was taken back. I just didn't even know what to say, of course, besides, you know, like, wait, what? Like, why? Like, where did this come from? You know what I mean? Because it went from one conversation to, oh yeah, me and her about a breakup. Like, not randomly, but it was just one of those things that it just came out of the blue. So, you know, it just struck my attention. So I made sure that, you know, I was hearing him out. We do have a couple group chats, and he's in a few of them, Which is why when he messaged me directly through Instagram, I knew it was like serious, that he wasn't joking, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not saying that he wouldn't joke around, like, oh yeah, we might break up and like try to be funny, because I know there are times that I do that, but I knew he wasn't kidding when he said this, because it was just so out of the blue, you know. It was just a surprise. So when he was mentioning to me about the situation and just how he feels, and you know that it's not the same when he first started, and that she's, you know, slowly pushing people away, and or pushing him away, and that when he's trying to show affection with her, she absolutely shows none. And they'll apparently watch a lot of Netflix, especially at the time being cold and not many places to go around in mass, or a limited amount of places. That she, you know, doesn't mind staying in and watching Netflix, you know what I'm saying? That that quality time is, you know, good enough for her. And for many people, such as myself, you know, sometimes you want to stay in and be lazy together and, you know, cuddle up and, you know, just enjoy each other's time for the moment, you know? But he had mentioned that she, when he will go in and try to, you know, give her affection or try to, you know, give her a kiss or something, she's more into the Netflix show than trying to kiss him. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I've had experienced this with someone, and then I've experienced doing this to somebody as well. So I kind of have an idea a little bit for both sides on how they would react or how they would see things and how they would feel, that I felt so bad because I started just laughing. Not laughing at him, of course, no. But, you know, I do think a lot of things are funnier than they are. But I was just dying because a lot of things that she has done or will do are things that I have done. And, like, I had never thought anything of it, you know what I mean? Like, it goes back to what I've said before about, you know, putting yourself in someone else's shoes. And sometimes if you can't do that, then you really won't grasp how another person is, you know, feeling or thinking or you know, doing. And I feel like that goes back to, you know, paying attention to a person and really getting to know a person, you know. You know, people say actions speak louder than words. So I feel like when you pay attention to people by their reaction, you can really judge, you know, how they feel, or just not really judge. No, I don't want to actually say that word because that's not the correct word I want to use. Facilitate? No. Kind of maneuver around, let's just say. Because we all have, you know, flaws, but we all have our good attributes and stuff. And, you know, there are things that are words that can be said or done, and actions that can be done that can, you know, push somebody the wrong way, and that can push someone a little, you know, over the edge, to the point that, you know, they can only take so much. Like, that's what I realized, that, you know, people can only take so much of the beating, the struggle, the, you know, the lack of attention, lack of communication. Like, there's just so many people, such as myself, that, you know, like I've said, I'm not going to settle. Like, I'm not going to stand for this, because if I haven't before, then why should I now? That's what it really is. Like, if you haven't before and you're trying to make shit work, and, you know, like my boy has said, he's been putting in 100%, and I know he's the type of person to put 100%, you know, and he feels that he's only getting 20, like, he's like, fuck that, you know, like, this is ridiculous. All I want to do is, like, fix what's going on or like what's wrong or, you know, what he thinks he can fix. And then I just kind of give him the advice of, or kind of thinking by what he was saying that, you know, maybe not that she, okay, yes, he mentioned that she wanted a break, and I'm sorry, he even knows that, and most people know, and if you haven't been in a relationship before, but majority or, you know, 50% of the time when someone says they want a break, it's because they're either talking to someone else or they want to talk to someone else, and they want to see how that goes to either not hurt the feelings of the person that they're with, but also they don't want to be a cheater as well. But, you know, I'm not going to get into the levels of cheating of, you know, is flirting and talking already cheating or being in the same place already that you shouldn't be in with that person cheating. I mean, the scale is endless with that kind of shit. But, you know, staying on topic, I felt bad, of course, which is why I'm always going to give my 2 cents. I'm always going to give my opinion and give the utmost best advice as I could. But I am not going to sugarcoat anything. I am not a person to go ahead and, you know, like, well, like, dance around the subject. No, I'm a person that, like, if that person, I know that person can handle, like, certain news, I will be straight up, like, yo, this is it, this is the answer, like, this is what's going on, like, you might not see it, but this is what I see. And it's crazy how sometimes we don't see the things that are in front of us, like I've mentioned before, that sometimes the answer is right in front of us, and we're looking all around. We're looking behind us. We're looking in front of us. We're looking above us. That's what I meant to say. We're looking, you know, left and right. We're not looking dead ass in front of us. And you know, that's why sometimes people say that love is blind. You know, sometimes we get blinded by the person that we're constantly with, that we're constantly, you know, spending our quality time with. And so when you aren't getting that same quality time, it's almost like, oh, red flag. Like, oh, something's up. Like, what's going on? Like, and of course, it doesn't always have to be the case. Of course, I'm not saying that this is a universal thing or a 100% thing. No. I'm speaking just from my experiences and what I've gone through and, you know, hearing from what my friend is going through. This is, you know, just how it is at this very moment. So, when he mentioned her having a break, I just thought when I wanted a break. And the only reason I put myself in that perspective is because I have to admit, even though she's a female, even though, you know, her age is different, even though she's, you know, my boy's girlfriend, we have a lot of similarities because of our zodiac sign. And if people or you don't know much about zodiac signs, but I will, you know, say a little thing or a few things about my particular zodiac sign. And I am an Aries. And Aries are from March 20th, I believe, to about April, like, 16th or 15th, around that time span. And I don't remember her birthday, but mine's towards the end of March. And I've read a lot about Aries, just them as a person, just how they are, how they react to things, just their positive attributes just as much as their negative attributes. And I've been really reading up on the compatibility of what goes with an Aries. And it's funny because when I mentioned that there are some things that she has done to my friend that I have done to other people or have witnessed other people doing to me, that's where I can almost relate, because that's where the kind of Aries attributes, characteristics come out. And it's like I'm seeing myself through a mirror, that I'm like, oh damn, like, this is what she's doing, you know what I mean? And then that's where I view at, that's just the way she is because of her age. And, you know, she's still trying to find herself. She's trying to, you know, figure life out, just like all of us. And it's not easy, I have to admit, you know, doing it with a partner. And I'm not saying that my boy doesn't make it easy or that he's not a good boyfriend or anything of that sort. It's just that, you know, I think that personally that she's just bored, and not bored with personally him and like not wanting to be with him and wanting to be with someone else. I just feel like she's almost like bored with life right now, that she's just sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know, just, you know, she's just sick of the routine, you know, and doesn't want to, you know, have a plan, have a game plan. She kind of wants to figure it out as she goes, or, you know, have something spontaneous to do or to plan, instead of, oh, in a week we're doing this, in 2 weeks we're doing that, in 3 days we have this going on. And like, I have to admit, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of structured people that love to go, you know, by the books, by the minute, by the hour, with you know, scheduling and planning. And you know, that's great that somebody has a game plan and a goal for the day, and just you know, just not for the day, but just, you know, for the future, technically. And I love people like that, you know, that it makes me want to do that. But at the same time, I've never been a planner. And I'm not going to say, since I haven't started, I'm not going to start now, because that's not the truth. You know, there is going to be a time where I do have to change and, you know, plan things and that, this, that, and the third. But you shouldn't give up, is what I'm saying, is that just because a plan doesn't go according to plan doesn't mean, you know, you should be upset to the point, you know, you're angry, or, you know, you're thinking that this other person, you know, doesn't want to spend time with you. And sometimes you have to get out of that thinking, you know, you just have to, well, I will constantly say it, you know, have to stay positive, have to keep your head up, and just hope for the best. And, you know, if she ends up, you know, I know I hate to say it, but if she ends up, you know, breaking up with him, or cheating, or she just blatantly kind of makes it linger, then, you know, you gotta put your foot down, you know, and almost let it be, you know, let just say how it is and face the facts. You know, change isn't always bad, you know, change can also be something good. Maybe it's for the better. You just don't know, because at the time you're so involved and so, you know, upset. You have every right to feel the way you do. I'm not saying you shouldn't feel the way you do. I'm just saying that times come and go, things come and go, change happens a lot. So, you know, we learn to adapt, we learn to get along with, you know, the things and the people around us. So, you know, just because she didn't work out doesn't mean that someone else isn't going to work out. You know, you just, you tried, you know, and it didn't work. That's just the end of it. And there is nothing wrong with that. But you still have to, you know, carry yourself on. You still have to move forward and, you know, go about your day. I'm not saying be selfish and, you know, not think about this person and just do you. No. I'm just saying, you know, if you're feeling some type of way about this person, towards this person, and you can't hold anything else, any other emotion, you know, towards this person, yeah, I would recommend to, you know, find an alternative at that very moment to feel some type of way, you know, not feel some type of way, trying to get your mind off of things, you know. You know, draw, write, you know, read a book, go for a walk, you run, exercise. I mean, there's endless amount of possibilities. Listen to music. I mean, there's so many things out there that can get you through the day, that can push you through the day. I mean, the motivational app that I use, I mean, the Instagram pages that are out there that you can read. I mean, there's another app called The Pattern that you can go ahead and read more about yourself and how you're feeling, you know. Just don't subject yourself to one thing or settle to one thing, because there's not just one thing out there, you know. You, like I've said before, you just have to be open to things. And if you're closing off doors or saying no to things, then you're not really as open as you say you are. And it starts with you. So maybe you got to start questioning yourself and be like, am I really doing this? Am I really trying? You know, you got to really put yourself first. And I think that's around this time with my boy, you know. Just maybe it's a time to, you know, it was great and it was fun, and like, you can let her do her, but, you know, like, maybe this isn't the person to, you know, fully invest in and build with. And I'm not, of course, it's no disrespect to either of them, but, you know, we only have one life, we only have one body and one chance sometimes with certain people and certain, you know, things in our life. That why settle, try to worry, you know? Why settle, you know, questioning this and, you know, making this person feel almost, you know, not trapped, but, you know, in a way that they feel like, oh, they feel obligated to stay with the person or answer this person. And that's not a partnership. That's not a relationship, in my opinion. And, you know, you just have to keep searching, stay positive. It's, you know, it's a beautiful Tuesday, you know, anything could happen. It's always happening when you least expect it. So that's why you got to keep your head up high and your eyes open. And with that said, guys, I appreciate you for listening, for being positive, having a good weekend, getting through the weekend, being alive for another day, because you can't take days for granted, for sure. And as God looks over all of us, pushing us, striving us to be better, I thank the Lord for another day. So God bless you guys. Appreciate you guys. Amen.